invite those who have brought them, come and join me as I thank God for 2020. So begin to send the invitation ahead to them. Say, I have something to be thankful for this year. If there is anybody that has something to be thankful for, that is me. In fact, my second name is Madam Thanksgiving, or Brother Thanksgiving, or Mr. Thanksgiving. All right, where's Brother Thank God? It's not here. Okay, but it's on its way. And thank God we have Thank God in church also. So there's every reason for us to thank God. Amen. So I want you to know that that this of December Thanksgiving service is for every family. It's our own Christmas before Christmas. When you look at all that has happened in 2020, there is every reason to be thankful. You heard one of our brothers that was also joining in the protest. We cannot say those who died during that protest, they were unfortunate. But he shared the testimony last Sunday that the day he was supposed to go, he had a dream. Then he saw blood. Then the Lord told him that this Lekki toll gate today, don't go there to join them in the protest. And that was the day the unfortunate incident happened. But he was delivered because overnight the Lord visited him. There is something to be thankful for. 2020, despite everything in this church, we have seen the mighty hand of God preserving all of us. And the Lord Jesus said, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? They were not found to return glory to God except this Samaritan. So I want us to be part of those who will take our time to come and thank God. So on that day you come, if you have your own second, whatever you want to use to make your own joyful sound, you can bring your own instrument to church on that day. You bring your own instrument, bring your own thing to make a joyful noise to the Lord. When the enemy sees you are coming to church to thank him, he will not be happy. Dress your best dress. Tell them that I did not wear this as an RIP. I'm wearing this as a living soul. And there is every reason for us to be joyful as a church this year, because he has been gracious to us. So 6th of December, mark that date in your diary. Those of you who want to travel to any part of the world, please just wait, attend that your London trip, and they are doing lockdown in London. You will not be able to return on time. So I will advise that please just attend and tell your children in London that you come and do the, when they call Omugo for the male, the female, what do they call the one for man? Opugo. If it's Opugo for women, then it will be Opugo for the men. So before you go and do your Opugo in London, please tell them that you want to attend Thanksgiving service, then you will come. All right, sir. Just change the date on the ticket. Do you understand, sir? The Lord bless you. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, today is a special day because it is 21 days to Mega Harvest Salvation Service. Mega Harvest Celebration Service. Mega Harvest Salvation Service is, what is Mega Harvest Salvation Service? It's a special end of the year salvation service where multitude will be saved like never before. Amen. And it is a special service where we are reaching out as a church to as many that need to be saved in our community and to ensure that they are saved before, on or before that time. Now, in these 21 days, every royal are expected to engage in this operation, seek and save, so during this mega harvest salvation season. Now, operation seek and save soul is that you seek them and you preach to them and you save them. This week, I'm assembling a team myself to get my new speaker, to be moving out early in the morning at all hours of the time. If you see me in your street, all you need to do is not to greet me, but to join me. All right? To preach the gospel in the next 21 days. Now, why is this 21 days so important? Daniel wanted a next level result in his life, so he decided in Daniel chapter 10 to wait upon the Lord for 21 days. And during that 21 days, something major happened. The first thing that happened is that Daniel received a divine visitation. In fact, the angel that visited Daniel was a special angel that you really, there was no other place in the Bible that I have come across that they describe an angel like that. An angel that was wearing a cloth that looks like gold. Ophaz, he said the gold, the garment was like that of the gold of Ophaz. I know people wear white garments. I know angels wear this, but this one, this angel came because He that winneth soul is wise. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. This was written in Daniel. So if this man was interceding for his country, for to know what was going to happen, and the Lord said, you are the type that deserves a divine visitation. In that 21 days, he had a major visitation. In this 21 days, you too will have your own special visitation. I said, in this 21 days of salvation wonders, you too will have your own special testimony in the name of Jesus. God will visit you. Salvation wonders season, we are running Operation Seek and Save a Soul. We are going to go to the nooks and the crannies of our town everywhere, preaching the gospel like never before. Reaching out to people like never before. And in that 21 days, the same God that visited Daniel will visit you. Well, if you don't say amen, he will not visit you. I said the same God that visited Daniel will visit you. The second thing that happened was that there was a supernatural release in that 21 days. The angel told Daniel, said, from the day you began to pray, to set yourself to seek God, I have been sent to deliver the answer to you. But the prince of Persia withstood me. The prince of Persia withstood me. And Michael came and released me. Every good thing you have been believing God for from the beginning of the year that you are here to see, all your expectation, whatever you have been trusting God for in 2020, but have been delayed or have been withheld by the enemy, in these 21 days of salvation wonder season, as you go to seek and save the lost, God will cause there to be a release for you in the name of Jesus. Say with me, it's my season of release. Say with bullet, it's my season of release. There shall be a supernatural release. God will release your miracle for you. God will release your own answer to prayer for you. God will release your own miracle for you. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that will take place in these 21 days is supernatural empowerment for next level results. Supernatural empowerment for next level results. Daniel said all the people that were with him did not see the vision. They only saw the earthquake. Only Daniel saw and witnessed that move of God. He was empowered for his eyes to see the angels. The rest of the people did not see anything. They ran away because they've not been empowered for next level results. But Daniel, because he waited upon the Lord, was empowered for that next level result. You have been at this level for so long. Thank God for the things you have seen this year. Thank God for the new level you have seen. But there is room for more. And in these 21 days, God is lifting you higher. God will lift you higher. God will empower you for your own next level results. Your neighbor may not have it. People around you may not have it, but you will have it. I said, you will have it. I said, you will have it. I said, you will have it. They may feel it, but you will experience it. In the name of Jesus. Then the last thing that will happen is supernatural deliverance from satanic manipulation. Supernatural deliverance from satanic manipulation. The prince of Persia came and said, this one will not have the answer to the prayer. The prince of Persia released all his muscles to stop Daniel's angel from delivering the answer. But Michael came and delivered that angel. Listen to me. Every script the devil ever wrote are always written with pencils. The devil does not have a pen to write a script. It is only God that doeth thing that is permanent. So whatsoever God doeth shall be permanent. But whatever the devil does is every script of the devil are always written with pencil. In other words, there is one that has the eraser that can undo all the works of the enemy. So for this purpose, the Son of God came that he might destroy the works of darkness. In Luke chapter 13, the woman was held bound for 18 years in that condition. The Bible says she could not lift her body. But the good news was that script was written with a pencil. Because when she stepped into that meeting,
in Luke 13, the Lord Jesus saw her, and the Lord Jesus stopped the teaching and said, "Woman, thou art loose." In fact, the Greek word for it is that thou art been untied. In woman, you have now been untied from this bondage in these 21 days. Whatever represents a bondage in your life, whatever the enemy has held bound, the one who can undo the works of darkness, the one who can erase the righteousness of the enemy, will intervene on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I said, he's intervening already.
You saw the testimony of that sister, that she came during the last month special program when we were having the Operation Katizo, and she brought the picture of the husband and the wife. And I said during the anointing service that even if you have the picture of the loved one, bring them. And she anointed them. And they that were found away in Europe, they received their healing. Their body did not enter the body bag. Their body was not carried to the mortuary. Because you see, in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. Some of you too, you are standing in for your loved one in this service today. Some of you are standing in for somebody that is not here. The same power of God that is available in this meeting will also touch them wherever they are. I said the same power of God in this meeting will also touch them wherever they are. So in this 21 days, there shall be supernatural deliverance. Deliverance from every form of satanic manipulation. So what do you need to do? All you need to do is to get involved in this work. Join this movement. Join this movement. Why should you join? In Luke chapter 12, verse 29, Jesus said, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful. For all these things do the nation of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now listen, when the year is running to an end, people become materialistic. They begin to seek after the welfare of their children. What will my children eat? What will my children wear? I need shoes, I need clothes, Christmas this, Christmas that, Christmas travel, vacation, and the rest. So people become materialistic and they tend to abandon the things of God to chase after material things. So during end of the year like this, people abandon the work of God, they abandon their faith to begin to chase after other things. So the Bible says this is what the people in the world will be chasing after. Towards the end of the year, don't join them to run their race. You cannot beat them to it. They will be chasing after every other thing. You will see that there is more traffic towards the end of the year because those who have not been going out before will start going out. Everybody running the last minute race. But when you chase after God, when you chase after God, he said what they are chasing after they cannot get, if God will begin to add them to you. They have gone outside to look for it. The thing will come and meet you at home free of charge. I said that will be your own testimony. Well, if you don't believe it, should not be your own testimony. But if you believe it, should be your own testimony. So chase after the interest of God in this season. That is why we are having Salvation Wonder Season. By the time we are finished on the 13th of December, it will just be really 10 days to Christmas. Really 10 days to Christmas. You are going to have the best Christmas season than ever before. You want a different result. Do what you have not been doing before. Do what you have not been doing before. Get involved in chasing after the interest of God. Every member deliver two souls for God. This is a prophetic mandate. I told my team, I said, I am going to go all out every morning, do my bond everywhere, praying God that the least I cannot deliver to when everybody should deliver to. What makes me a pastor? And I'm not expected to deliver two souls. But I'm also engaging in it. By tomorrow or next, my brand new speaker is landing, which I will be using to preach at various strategic places every morning, in the evening, going all out. Because I believe that God does not reward title, he rewards the work of our hand. And there is something you cannot forget. He said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. It's not unrighteous to forget your labor. And when you labor, John 4:36 will come to pass. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. That both he that gathereth and he that soweth may rejoice together. So as I am reaping and getting my labor involved, sweating for God, there is no way I will sweat for Christmas meat. There is no way I will sweat their sweat. Because God is not a man that is to lie. In this season, God will show up stronger in your life in the name of Jesus. So get involved. Two souls. How many souls? How many souls? How many souls? Oh, you are not asking me how many souls? I think these people are more spiritual today. How many souls? Two souls for Christ. If you don't know how to preach, don't worry. Join your chapel. You see every chapel leader moving people out, moving people out, moving people out at this strategic meeting. If you don't join, they will teach you how to preach. If you don't have anything, come and join my team. I also have a team in this season. Send me out and say, you want to join my team? I will lead you out. We are going all out for Christ. It pays to serve God. It pays to do what? I said, it pays to do what? It pays to serve God. It pays to serve God. For the one who serves God can never be put to shame. Then serve the Lord and He will bless you. He will bless your water. So we are serving Him for end of the year blessing. The Bible says that the end of a matter is better than what? The beginning. Now, it is not the person that starts a race that gets the reward, but the one that ends. And it's not the one that ends it that also gets the reward, but the ones that end it well. So how you start the year, thank God for it, but it's how you end the year that matters. This operation that we are doing, seek and save, in this Salvation Wonder season, is that we want to end the year as soul winners. Maybe January you never had the opportunity to go out. February you did not do anything. March, April, May, you said Corona virus happened. But thank God for the end time blessing. Thank God for the latter day blessing. Now, God has forgiven you for all those ones. But now it is time for you to end the year well. Tell me, is that you? Tommy, what story? This is Tommy here. That's Tommy. Titi. So, do you understand what I'm saying? You have to decide to end the year very well. You cannot say, oh, but when the race started, we all started, and we are doing ka, 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 ka. Thank God for your life. But when the finish mark came, you are not the first person to get there, so you cannot expect to get a gold. But do you know something good? God rewards everyone that crossed the line. That is why this year I am encouraging, believe in the Lord and you shall be established. Believe in His prophet and you shall prosper. This is the first time we are doing something like this towards the end of the year. And it's the first time we are going to see new dimensions of testimony. Because when we do what we have not been doing before, we are committing God to do what He has not done before. And what eyes have not seen nor ear heard, what has not entered into the heart of men, God will do it for you this season. In the name of Jesus. What is the key for you to actually go out this season effectively? Your ear must be open to hear the cry of the lost. Your ear must be open to hear the cry of the lost. People are crying. Can you imagine if the custom officers, the immigration officers, the police, and the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, they say, oh, Christmas is coming, which will be one vacation. So they all leave their duty post to go for vacation on Christmas Day or New Year Day. Do you think you and I will be able to eat on that day? No, answer me. Do you think you and I will be able to eat on that day? So the military guy that was supposed to be manning the border, the custom that was supposed to be there, the immigration, they've all left their guns and they are now at the market pricing rice and tomatoes with you. They are carrying bag of rice and they are watching DSTV at home. Now, I'm so certain that Christmas will not be, anybody will not be able to do it in their house. So that is why you see that they don't go on holiday day. They do shifting on such day. Now, how can you, a Christian, go on soul winning vacation? That Christmas is coming, you are not thinking of serving God. So the prostitutes, the wayward person, those people who don't know Jesus, they should all go and perish. They should go and perish because you and I want to go and start eating rice and eating chicken. No, that is wickedness. God has preserved you to take care of them. If you don't reach out to them, nobody will preach to them. If you don't go out to preach to them, nobody will preach to them. So that is why I am saying to you that this season,
you and I have to decide that yes, we are. I thank God Christmas is coming, but I am going to go out and reach out. I have won more souls every Christmas than any other day. My children know we don't spend Christmas at home. All our leaders in this church don't spend Christmas with their family. Why should you spend Christmas with your family as a pastor, as a leader? On that day, we go out to take care of other less privileged and others who have it. You see that on Christmas Day, there are always Father Christmas in this place. Every child in this church has gifts. There are children we go and pick from the streets to make sure that they have Christmas too, to make sure they have Christmas clothes. So why should I be eating chicken in my house when there is a child drinking garri on Christmas Day? And you and I could afford to be a blessing to that child, but because you don't have, you are not hearing their cry. You are only hearing your Netflix and DSTV on that day. And God will look at you and say, no, these are not the kind of people I want to bless. These are not the kind of people I want to bless. These are not the kind of people I want to bless. I remember the time I was moving around on Christmas Day and I saw children playing with pants and sand. Nowhere to go on Christmas Day. Nowhere to go. They were just playing with sand and they're wearing pants. My heart was moved. That was the beginning of the Christmas Day celebration in this church. I said, no, I cannot be alive and children will be roaming around without food on Christmas Day. Let them come and eat. And I always gather people to make sure that as long as at least the ones in this area that I know, unless they will not come to this church. But there is no one that comes here that day that will not have something to eat. Let us be people who can hear the cry of other people. So in these 21 days, not only do we give people things to eat, but the first thing you owe them is the salvation of their soul. Because they can eat your rice and go to hell. They eat meat and they are chewing the meat in hellfire. So the first thing we have, we owe them, is the salvation of what? Yeah, so you and I have the duty to reach out to them. Hear their cry. Hear their cry. Hear their cry. They are crying already. Calling upon you. That please come and preach to me. Please come and preach to me. During World War I, it was called trenches warfare. The warfare that they will fight inside trench. They will dig hole on this side. They'll drink trenches on this side. Drink trenches on the other side. Barbed wires in between. And then the enemy can only, both of them will do cock and shoot. It was a very deadly warfare. And when the Americans and the Germans were fighting, American on one side in their trenches, the other Germans on the other side on the trenches, and one German soldier wanted to cross to the American side to quickly arm them. Then he was shot by one of the Americans, and he was now entangled in the barbed wire, and he fell down and began to cry. Now, because that separation part is called no man's land. Anybody know it's called a no man's land. So, the Americans cannot go there. The Germans cannot go there. Now, the Germans know that they cannot just go and rescue him. If not, they will shoot the next person. So, they left this guy in pain. And the guy began to cry. In the night, the guy was crying. The next day, the guy was crying. By the next day, one of the American soldiers could not take it anymore. He left his gun on his own side and crawl to meet the German soldier who was crying for help. He untangled all the barbed wires that was around him. He lifted him up and carried him straight to the German side. When he handed him over to the German soldiers, he turned back to go and somebody touched him. When the person touched him and turned him around, he turned around and looked at him and the person saluted him. It was a commander of that team. And the commander removed his own medal of bravery and put it on his chest and saluted him again and they let him go. Why? He exhibited bravery in the line of fire. And what moved him was not reward. What moved him was compassion for souls. Why should I leave this guy dying? Dying. It is wickedness for us to lead them to die and not experience Christ in 2020. And you'll be so surprised what is happening. I told you just at Ajiboye here, when you are linking Aribala there, I was preaching to one area boy, preaching after I finished preaching to him, led them to Christ. And I said, now, these are the things. You need to start coming to church. You need to live this old life. I told the pastor, wait. When you say live this old life, and follow Jesus. What do you mean? I said, like this India M. And the third said, Pastor, keep me go le. In other words, I should leave my India M to follow Jesus? No, Jesus is not as big as my Indian hand. Go with your Jesus. Just a stone throw away for us here. Somebody said, I prefer Indian hand to your Jesus. That's what it's not in our land here.
I see God using you and I as saviors of men in this season.
In these 21 days, I want to encourage you, let us get involved like never before. Let us move in with all that we have. Do it for God. Do it for yourself. Do it to secure your own life. Now, how do you do it for your profitability? How do you profit from this 21 days assignment of salvation wonders? How do you reap the blessing that God has in stock for you and I in these 21 days? How do you engage in this salvation wonder season profitably? The key is partnership mentality. As you begin to go out in this season, in these 21 days, have a partnership mentality with Christ. Matthew 28 verse 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe, and all things I have commanded you, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You must have a partnership mentality that he said, I should go, and that when I go, his presence is with me. The presence of God indicates his partnership with you and I. The presence of God indicates his partnership with you and I. And let me tell you this. Listen to this. Your obedience to his commandments activates his partnership. Your confidence in that partnership activates the manifestation of his presence. Your obedience to his commandments, go ye, will activate his partnership. Your confidence in that partnership, in that presence, will activate his manifestation. What does that mean? It simply means, as you begin to go out in this season, don't just do it in vain. Have confidence in what you are doing. Know why you are doing what you are doing. Place a demand on it. Ezekiel, have confidence in his stewardship. So when God himself said to him that, Ezekiel, you are about to die, put your house in order. The Bible says he faced the wall and placed a demand on his stewardship. I said, Father, remember I serve you. And your word has said that because I have placed my love upon you, with long life will you satisfy me and show me your salvation. Yes, I am sick, almost to die. But I refuse to die because I have been serving you. So I place a demand on my stewardship right now, Father. And God told Isaiah, go back. This guy, he has confidence in what he's doing. He knows why he's serving God. He's not just doing it for pastor's sake. He's not just doing it for game's sake. He knows why he's doing what he's doing. Isaiah, go back and tell him, I have added 15 more years. That 15 extra years could have gone if he had said, oh, if it be thy will, O God, to heal me, heal me. Oh, if it please God, I will live. No, he knows what he was doing. Every time he was going out for outreach, every time he was serving God, he knows why he was doing what he was doing. Daniel had confidence in the presence of God that was with him. No wonder when they gathered and said, nobody should pray. He still prayed. He did not allow anything to stop him from praying. He still prayed. And what happened? They gathered together. And they put him inside the lion's den. He was so moved. Can you imagine that? Hey, just do it, please. Yeah. Money. That man had his peace in God. He put his confidence in what he was doing. So no wonder when they threw him inside that den, the lion began to throw their tail at him. And the next day the king came and said, Daniel, thy God whom thou servest, was he able to save you? And he answered him, yes. So Daniel placed confidence in the presence of God. He will never leave nor forsake me. As you go out from tomorrow, in this 21 days, not from tomorrow, even from today, sir. As you go out in this 21 days,
Have confidence in that for every soul you win, there is a reward that will not pass you by. Some of them, you will preach to them, they will look at you as if you don't have work. Some of them will look at you, boy, you see, like, one time I was preaching the other day, and I think I've forgotten a Gbatedu area or whatever. And the one guy looked at me and said, I will lay you on the chair. No, they look at you preaching in the morning and say that you don't have work. And I look at him, and at least when I assessed him to the best of my knowledge, at least I can employ him and pay him 3 years salary in advance and not feel it. But he looked at me and looked at the only way it is only those who have problems that preach. And I looked at the guy. I said, you don't understand. You don't understand. Because when they think that serving it is only useless people that will come and open before in the morning and begin to preach. Because you don't have work. God is going to use you to surprise them. I said, God is going to use you to surprise them. Amen. There will be new millionaires in Israel that will be raised up in this season. As you serve him, I said, your own prosperity will show forth. Please have confidence in what you are doing. Don't play game with it. Lord, I am going this morning. You said you are with me. Now, because you are with me today, I know that this season, I'm going to have the best season ever. Then somebody comes to meet you during the day and say, it's one something that you say, you can do me no harm. Why are you talking like that? Because I am a servant of God. I am God for my outreach this morning. I'm a soul winner. They that witness so shall shine as the brightness of the family forever. So why won't I shine? You saw that sister. She was writing medical exam. She was in medical school writing exam. And we're doing 40 days of prayer work. How many days? 40 days. And she said that when it is time for her to pray, and we're praying for minimum about 1 to 3 hours every day, she will leave her study mates and she will walk away. And she will go into the garden in her school and begin to just pray. She will walk and walk, clock her prayer hours. They'll come and join them. And all of them will be wondering, where are you coming from? She said, you cannot understand. Then when some of them perhaps will know that she was praying, that this was all this Pharisee, look at her praying when we need to be studying very hard. But yeah, testimony. She came out with flying colors even before the 40 days was over. They even called her for promotional exam. As you serve God in this season, your own promotion too will emerge. I said your own promotion too will emerge in the name of Jesus. So let's get engaged in it. It will not leave anyone unrewarded in this season. You know, next week Sunday, we are doing a cell replication Sunday. Every of our cell center we are mandated to replicate. Produce another cell. It is hard work. Some of them are going to preach the whole week, pray every day. But you see, there is no one that serves God, and God in turn will not bless. Serve him and he will bless you. Serve him and he will bless you. So if you are here, you don't belong to any fellowship, get involved today. Get involved today. Be part of this end of the year special blessing. There is a special blessing God is dishing out. After I say, what can I do? We are 5 years. So what do we need to do? Okay, let's do for one more 5. Now, and we get them. Now, I'm going to start a new fellowship here. Just give me the manner. Show me what to do. And you are there, guarding those children. Now, let me tell you about Jesus. And God will look at it. I'm going to decorate this girl now with my blessing. I will decorate this one now. Because as you gather them, preach it to them. Oh, this is how pastor used to talk. Now let me also preach to them like that. And you are sharing. They are asking you questions. You are answering. 1 hour you pray for all of them. You pray for them and they go. Why would God not show himself strong in your life? You and the one who is sleeping at home cannot be age mate anymore. You cannot be mate anymore. There is a difference. Bible says, then shall you return. Malachi chapter 3. And there shall be difference between those who serve God and those who don't. In this season, that difference will emerge in your own life. They will look at you and say, what did you do? Or what are you doing? Because God will decorate your life. Stay with me in my season of decoration. Now, today is anointing service. And I want you to open your Bible to Isaiah 61 verse 1. Isaiah 61 from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
Because he has anointed me. There is an anointing called the anointing of the Spirit. This anointing always brings turnaround in the life of a man. Psalm 89 verse 20. Psalm 89 from verse 20. I'd like to open Psalm 89 from verse 20. What does it say? I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Now, the anointing is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. That is why you hear the word Jesus Christ. Christ is not a title. Christ is a declaration of who he was, which is the anointed. The word Christ means the anointed. So Jesus, the anointed. And Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, the anointing, with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good, healing all they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. My brother, everyone that wants another level of results needs the anointing. Now, the anointing oil is a conductor or a transmitter of the power and glory of God. There are materials that God uses to transmit his glory. One of them, he uses his word. One of them, he uses the word. Like you can hear the testimony of that brother. Even before he entered the Project Defense Hall, he began to declare with his mouth, when I enter, they will only ask me this question. And they will tell me to submit it, and I will go out. Now, what was he doing at that moment? He was releasing words into the atmosphere. When I enter, it will not be difficult for me. Others, they say when they go in, but me, I'm going to smile when I'm coming out. He was releasing words, and words are carriers of power. That is why you should never joke with your word. The power of life and death are in the tongue. That is why when a preacher is releasing prophetic word over your life, and you are just saying, well, you don't know that in that word, the words that we speak to you, they are spirit and life. The spirit of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He made all things by the word of his power. He created all things by the word of his power. Words of God carry power. That is why I am saying that it will be 21 days of supernatural turnaround for you. Are you receiving it now? Are you receiving it now? The next 21 days will be full of celebration for you. And you saw what happened? As he began to release the word into the atmosphere, the people that could make his smile to turn to sorrow, by divine orchestration, they were excused. The angel knocked them. They are going to use now. The angel said, you go to the toilet now. Two people at the same time. They went out. And they began to go. And when they went out, he came in. When he finished, then the angel said, now you can come in. I finished my project. I finished. My son has finished. My son has finished. Anyone who will serve as an intern to your testimony this evening, wherever they are, God is removing them. Those of you at the various viewing centers, let your amen also catch fire. Those of you at the various commanding, lorry, wherever you are, shout amen. Any human being born or carried out of a woman that will cause an entrance to the delivery of your own testimony. This is it. I said God is excusing them now. In the name of Jesus. Look at the way he said, they left the room. They left the room. They left the room. They were problem causer. Every problem causer in your path this week. I said God is removing them ahead of you. The anointing, the oil is a transmitter, the word is a transmitter, water is a transmitter, mantle, cloth, materials are transmitters. They are transmitters. I remember I went to minister at a crusade the other time, and the Lord led me to two or three different occasions. The Lord led me to tell the people to bring water, and they brought the water to the meeting, and I prayed on the water. And I said, now go back on whatever you want, anything you want to see the power of God manifest. Apply the water.
And one woman came back the next day to share the testimony that she went there home. Her problem was that she cannot eat anything cassava. Anything that has cassava in it will cause her body to begin to irritate her and swell and the rest of the thing. But that day, the first thing she did with her own water was that she prepared garri with it and sat down with that garri and began to drink it. She drank the garri, nothing happened this time around. Then she prepared garri again, ever with it, nothing happened. She went to go and eat food, nothing happened. She said she's been eating cassava since that yesterday till today, and nothing has happened. What happened? The power of God through that water flowed into that area. Our dear pastor here, Pastor Gabriel, I remember when he came to church. He was selling Christmas trees during that period of his life. He used to sell Christmas trees. And for whatever reason, that particular year, all the trees he invested in, the Christmas trees he invested in, was not being sold. Now, from November, when that season started to sell Christmas trees, people started using Christmas trees around November. His home were not being sold. He entered December, nothing happened. First week of December, second week of December, nothing happened. Third week of December, nothing had happened. Now, every normal person knows that if you have to sell Christmas tree, you should sell it before Christmas Day. Now, by Christmas Day, it was his own, I think 24th or 25th, either one of them, I cannot get the dates right now very accurately. But all of his trees were still there, and they thought that now this year, this is going to end. Then he came for a special meeting that day. I think we had a special meeting on that 24th or 25th. And I told them this morning that this Christmas service, I felt the Lord telling us to bring water. Then he brought the water. I prayed on the water. I didn't know what was happening. I just don't realize that he ran out of the church after the service finished. He ran home. And he carried all the Christmas tree. He brought them out. And began to sprinkle the water. Because Pastor has said that anywhere, anything I want the power of God to manifest in, sprinkle the water on it or apply the water. So he applied all the water. Then he carried that tree, went straight to where he was selling before. And then within 10 minutes when he got there, a man came and said, I need Christmas tree. Follow me to my office. On the spot, the man bought all the one he took out that day. And the man said, do you have more? He said, why not? I have more. He went home, bought the rest. The man bought everything. The man said, do you have more? He went to go and carry from his friend. And by the time he came back, in one day, what he could not sell for 1 month, he sold it in one day. In one day. In one day. In one day. And his friend said, which juju do you go and do? Which juju have you done? And he said, it's not juju. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. He sold everything in one day. In this anointing service also today, whatever is not working by this anointing, as you receive it, I say, that thing will begin to work in Jesus' name. Every result you were not able to accomplish from January till today, some of you, maybe you are yelling, you don't even have anointing oil where you are. Get water. Get water wherever you are. Because today, the power of God will flow into that material and touch you in new dimension and bring a turnaround to that circumstances in the name of Jesus. Somebody's business here is about to go higher. I said, somebody's business is about to take a new turn. The kind of prophets you have not seen before, within 21 days, you will see it in the name of Jesus. The anointing. Say with me, the anointing. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, verse 8, and it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing is a yoke destroyer. Yoke simply means things that are too difficult to separate from your life. Everywhere you go, it has become your identity. You have been yoked to it. Today, whatever it is that is not of God, that has been yoked to your life, as you partake of this anointing, there shall be a divine separation. I said, as you partake of this holy oil, there shall be a divine separation in the name of Jesus. What will the anointing do for you? Number one,
the anointing will turn your shame to glory and your weakness to strength. The anointing will turn your shame to glory and your weakness to strength. Isaiah 61 verse 7. For your shame ye shall have double honor. Only one person is receiving that. For your shame ye shall have double honor. And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. So today, anything that has constituted itself as a sort of shame to you, God is telling you to honor in the name of Jesus.
There's a story of a man called Ehud in Judges chapter 3, verse 15. So let's look to Judges chapter 3, verse 15. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left handed. And by him, the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. Listen, you may not know what that means. The Bible said that this person they nominated to go on this special assignment for them will not have naturally been nominated. Why? Because he was a left-handed man. It was not that was not his problem. But there was something more clear about his own left-handed. Why? So being left-handed is not a crime. But the tribe he came out from, Benjamin means the son of my right hand. The son of my right hand, right-handed people. So Benjamins were known to be right-handed. That was why the Bible specifically recorded that even though it was from a place that they were known to be right-handed, his own was that he was left-handed. So when he introduced himself as a Benjamin, people will look at him like, oh boy, which kind of Benji you be? I mean, Benjamin, we know they are right-hand. How come you are left-hand? And it became a sort of mockery for him. But when the anointing came upon this guy, when the anointing came upon him, what was supposed to be a source of mockery became a source of deliverance for the entire nation. Nobody regarded anymore his left-handedness anymore, because now the anointing has now come to turn his shame to glory, his weakness to strength. Today, I don't know what people are mocking you for. I don't know what has been disgracing you. I don't know what has made people look down on you. But I say to you, by this anointing today, God is bringing a turnaround to your life. God is bringing a turnaround to your life in the name of Jesus.
When I rededicated my life to Christ in secondary school, I remember one of the changing events of my life in secondary school. You know, when you suffer so much that people even know that your nickname is suffering. You know that there are some people that when you see themselves, they don't need to tell you that they are suffering. I've seen a suffering man before. Even the way they look is very different. Their face is so dry. When you are eating rice and beans in the eyes of a man that is suffering, you will know that the food is not going inside your stomach. Because as it's looking at you, you will be forced to give it out. And when they even greet you, they are greeting different. Hello. And then I said, good afternoon. Brothers, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Because he knows that when he's looking, it is funny. So one day, one of my classmates ordered for a burger. What we call burger. It's not even the real burger. I don't know why they call it burger, but maybe to feel pompous. He ordered for something like a burger, whatever they call it there, 5 naira or 10 naira. And this they sent a younger somebody in the junior one in the school to go and get the burger. And by whatever reason, I was just on my own in the class. Then this boy brought the burger to me. And honestly speaking, I'm not eating. Just as I was about to say, maybe he prepared the table before me. So I was about to ask. Then one of my dead classmates from nowhere just said, John bought burger today. Seven, hallelujah. And another replied, even though they are sharing burger for free, John cannot have it. And just then, the person that owned the burger showed up. I said, I don't talk to him. Where you want to get money by burger? That day, I cried.
But you know how to respond to such things?
Go to God. Serve Him.
Oh, I picked up. I became an addict in the world. I rededicated my life to Christ. And I was engaging in kingdom advancement work. I served God with everything. Lord, I know years of the truth I can't afford God today, but you can change my story. Then all of us in secondary school, they finished. There was one of the most brilliant and people who was in that group that day, who mocked me that I cannot bow to God. But 4 or 5 years later, came to my office, sat down, and said, you know, I did chemistry in Yoruba Femi Owolowo University. I finished. Oh boy, things are hard. We've heard that God is blessing you. I want to come and lay computer under you. I said, me? Me? You? Me? That is the same page I could not afford burger. $5 burger. You, the chemistry graduate, you are not coming to learn it. You see, the anointing will decorate your life. The anointing will decorate your life. Believe in the anointing and it will work for you. Today, this anointing is working in your life. This anointing will work for you in the name of Jesus. They also mocked Jesus. In Matthew 13:55, do you know what they called Jesus? When he began to preach, oh, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Then the guy said, see. Who is this guy? Do you know what they call him? Is this not Jesus whose father is a carpenter? Matthew 13:55. Whose father is a carpenter? The son of the carpenter. The son of the, you know what? Oh, no, who born him? Who be his papa? And you, how can the son of the carpenter be saying he's the savior of the world? Get serious. Then in Mark chapter 6 also, Mark 6, I think somewhere in verse 30, Mark 6, 36 thereabouts, they also mocked Jesus again himself. And do you know what they said to Jesus? They said to him, look, is this not Jesus the carpenter? No. When they looked at Jesus, it was the Jesus we are serving today was the one that would be making stew for them. And people would come and tell him, Jesus, why have you delayed my stew now? He said, please, Mama, come tomorrow. Jesus, if you don't do my stew tomorrow, I'm going to fight you. He was a carpenter. Jesus was a carpenter. Then some people's room will be leaking. Go and call Jesus. Go and call Jesus. Jesus, come, come. Jesus, come, come, come. Our room, the one you still have is leaking. Ah, sorry. Then Jesus will carry ladder and climb on the ladder and we'll go and start fixing the roof. And say, let's wait, it rains tomorrow. If it rain enters, come and call me. And he will put his pencil here like that. You know, who are those who have those capital pencils? Okay, they work. You know, when capital wants to show that they are educated, they used to put pencil somewhere like this. It's a sign that they said that they believe that they will go to school, they have gone to school. When the capital goes to school, he puts pencil here. So that he will think that he will not intimidate it. So you can imagine Jesus putting his pencil like this and going around patching people's roofs, patching people's tools. And sometimes somebody will die and they will call him to come and do their coffee for them. Because that is what carpenters do. So Jesus will go and do the carpenter. Say, now let's tell the child whether the man is sleeping. And now go away with your coffee. But do you know what happened? When Jesus became 30 years old, he realized that what can change my story is the anointing. So in Luke chapter 4, he entered into the wilderness. Fasted 40 days and night. And in that same Luke chapter 4, the Bible said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and his fame spread abroad. Not the fame of the carpenter, but the fame of the resurrection and the life, the fame of the miracle worker, the fame of the healer, the fame of the one who does what no man can do, the fame of the one who opens the eyes of the blind, the fame of the one who makes the blind eyes to see, who makes the lame to walk, the fame of him rising spread abroad. Why? The anointing has turn his life around. Today, I don't know how people are ridiculing you, calling you by any name. Today, God is changing your name. Today, God is beginning to turn around to you. In the name of Jesus, let your amen catch fire. Not
Number two, the anointing will give you true riches.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. The anointing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It add no sorrow to it. In Isaiah 61, verse 6b, it says, ye shall eat of the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. From today, as you enter into this week, after this anointing service, you will begin to eat the riches of the Gentiles. After you will begin to eat the riches of the Gentiles. Only God can open that door. I remember a particular year, my wife and I, we said to ourselves, enough is enough. We have been on this level for so long. We are going to engage in indefinite fasting and prayer until our turnaround manifests. So every night we will pray. Every night we will pray. From 11 to I think to 1. Sometimes we will be so tired. But we will pray. We will pray. One of those days, I went out. And I went to go and visit someone. And when I got there, the man took me for the first time in my life. I entered the shop right at Lekki the Palms. And I saw money. You see, I knew that there are markets and there are markets. Or like my brother said, markets. There are markets. You see, this one, they are selling the same fruit, but the fruit carry AC. See, the fruit that carries sunlight and the one that carry AC will have different results in the body. Hey! When I saw prosperity on the island, I said, Lord, I must have a place on this island. I must have a place on this island. I don't have any money. But you see, the anointing, your story will not begin with money. It will begin with the grace of God. It's not money. It is the grace you need. Some of you are going to start new business after today. I said you are going to start new businesses after today. And that business will flourish and prosper. Because the favor of God will do it for you. In the name of Jesus. We have no money. I had no 15 naira under able to rent a place on the island. But you see, I came back home. I told my wife, this is the way to go now. This is the way to go. This island, we must chop the money inside. This island, we must also join them. Do you know what I know there's a problem? It's a Kenya computer village. Somebody will come to the office and want to install software. You will charge the person 5,000 naira and the person is too much. Whilst you are still thinking of anything, the person step out of your office like this, about 10 vampires are waiting to grab the person from you. Even today, when you enter computer village, you see from the gate, now you see, they will even hang it like a placard, signboard on their neck. Mobile software engineer, install software. So how we have the time to even come to upstairs? So I knew there was a problem. So when they, you even be begging them to come and install. But when I go to the island, the first time I even said, I was so happy. I said, somebody said, how much can you install this? I said, 15,000. And they asked me, are you sure it's original? I never thought about it. So I came home. I said, my wife, there are two words. Wait till 3,000 naira they do here. I will give them, you know, when you are giving 15,000 naira and somebody is still asking you, are you sure it's original? Wait till now go give to you, my friend. Are you sure it's original? And, you know, so the next day I went again. But they will want to do something. How much did you pay? 25,000 naira. Are you sure it's original? I said, waiting, I'll go give to you. I'm telling you, I will tell you the rest. Because I don't know who are watching me right now. But, honestly speaking, I didn't know that that old mainland bridge is a long bridge. It's a long bridge. It's a big third world from first world. Even in terms of pricing. And those of you who go to a lake, oh my God, you want to buy popo? He said, the popo 200 naira is too much. Go to the island. They will see popo 600 naira, they are still buying it.
And they will tell you that one has all the calories in the world. Oh, you belong there. This anointing is making you laugh today. Number four, the anointing will move you. Okay, how many points do we have? Two. Number three, the anointing will empower you for supernatural results. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and it shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace, grace unto you. Today, the thing that will have cost you 10 years, by this anointing with this 21 days, God will deliver it to you. Supernatural order of results will be your portion for today. In the name of Jesus. Number four, the anointing will move you from a crawler to a high flyer. The anointing will move you from a crawler to a high flyer. Isaiah 40 verse 29 to 31. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I enter into my high flying realm. 2nd of August 2019. Between 2nd of August and today, what has changed in this ministry is so radical. And the way that God is blessing us, we've not seen since before in 10 years. I was in my house praying around 5 a.m. when the Lord told me, go and meet my servant. And I go, he said, and that servant of God laid hands on me and prayed for me. 2nd of August, I know I don't keep dates, but on that day, I sent a message to my people. I said, mark today, God has ushered us into our next level results. See, so as a church, before then, we have approached about how many banks to borrow money to buy property. In fact, one of those banks told us to bring car, we bought car, told us to bring landed property, we gave them landed property, told us to bring other things, we bought it, and we were there. And I will even have come to church to say that we are going to buy this property. Those who have been around for some time know this is in the church. I said, but I will try to even raise money in church to buy property. Borrow money. And when we fulfill everything that was needed to be done, the bank will look at us and say, for whatever you people cannot pay, we will not give you the money. You give them property, you give them bank accounts, you give them every collateral they are looking for. But when the anointing came, within 1 year, we secured a property debt-free. No bank gave us 50 cover. No bank gave us 50 cover for it. Within a year, even under intense condition of coronavirus, we were prospering. Now, those of you who have been around for some time, look at the way God is changing things in this place. Isn't it not amazing? It is not man's business. It's the anointing at work. This anointing that is at work in this ministry now will work also in your life in the name of Jesus. Everything you have been struggling to accomplish but have failed, by this anointing today, God will deliver it to your hand in the name of Jesus. Lastly, the anointing empowers you to serve God. Isaiah 61 verse 6. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers. The ministers, the ministers, the ministers, the ministers, men shall call you the ministers of our God. By this anointing, that will be your testimony. In this salvation wonder season, some of you will win souls like you've never won me before. You just step, talk to them, and they are following you. People, before you finish preaching, they are giving their life to Christ. You will be empowered to serve God like never before. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, today is my anointing service. Say with me, today is my own anointing service.
I have been anointed for my next level results. Stand to your feet, put your hands together for Jesus. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by, by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by my spirit, says the Lord. Oh, this mountain, this. Come on, sing from the depth of your heart. By my spirit, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by my spirit. It is the, it's not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit. It is the, my mountains, my mountains are still in books. Yes, this mountain shall be removed. By my spirit, this is the Lord. Now, before we go into this anointing session, the anointing will not answer for the one who does not believe in the anointed. Jesus is the anointed. It's called Jesus the Christ. If you are here, you are not born again. You have not accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. He first wants to be in you before he can be upon you. He wants to be in you before he can be upon you. The Christ in you is the one that will manifest himself upon you. So you need to accept Jesus into your life as the Lord and Pastor. I will not deceive you. The anointing only recognizes the presence of Jesus in the life of a man before he can walk. So you must believe in Jesus the anointed. So wherever you are, at the various viewing centers, or you are here watching anywhere in the world, or in this auditorium, you want to give your life to Jesus. I will want to encourage you to do so, so that this anointing will not just be oil, but will be only oil that will bear supernatural results in your life. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to place your right hand on your chest. Everywhere you are, I want to pray for you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, place your right hand on your chest everywhere you are. What is it, Jesus? Come into my life. I want you to be in me, so that I can receive your power upon my life. You need it. You need it. Now with your hand on your chest, maybe also you have also backslided. I want to say, Pastor, please, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to come back home. I'm a prodigal son. I'm a prodigal daughter. But I want to come to Jesus today. Everywhere you are, all around the world, and the various Jewish centers we have, place your hand on your chest if you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus or give your life to him as I pray for you. Now say this first as I may say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to be born again. Today, Heavenly Father, I boldly confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came into this world to die for my sins. Today, Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my personal Savior. I rededicate my life to you today. Jesus, Son of the Living God, save my soul. Set me free through your precious blood from the bondage of sin. Today I declare that Jesus is my Lord, that Jesus is my Savior. I am born again, born of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for remitting my sins, for forgiving my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for all those who have given their life to Christ right now, and those who have rededicated their life to Jesus. I pray for this one that they will imagine a living testimony, I pray that even in this season of salvation wonders, this one will become a living testimony. Amen. Father, cause them to be rooted and grounded in your kingdom forever. Amen. May the Lord strengthen you for exploit. Amen. Satan, I rebuke you. Take your hands off their lives. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. Now, if you just made that decision in this hall or at the various viewing center, just wave your hands to me. Wave your hands to me. If you just give your life to Christ, God bless you. I see those who just give their life to Christ, God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, those at the various viewing centers, please pass the card around to them right now. If you gave your life to Christ at the various viewing centers, get the card. And if you are here also, let them get you a card. And after the service, there's a class that is going to be taking place, even at the various centers there. And it's Believers Foundation class. I want to encourage you to wait for that class, and you shall be blessed. Amen. Now it is anointing time. Father, I lift up this holy oil. I sanctify this oil as your holy oil. The oil is a transmitter of your power, conductor of your power, transmitter of your spirit. Lord, by this oil, for everyone that shall partake of it, all those who are even using water, who cannot have access to oil, let your power flow into these transmitters. And by this, let your power flow into the life of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you because every declaration we shall make, when we apply this oil on our life, there shall be a speedy manifestation of answers. In the name of Jesus, I thank you because testimonies will emerge from this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, right now, everywhere they stand, please stand properly. Face the people. You will take the oil, place it on your head, and begin to pray. Now, place a demand on the oil. Place a demand. The woman said, if I can only toss the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So don't just take the oil. Place a demand on the oil. What do you want the holy oil to do in your life? What do you want this oil to do? If you have your own, you can open your own and apply it also. Then I will pray with you. Now I pray for all those who have their anointing oil here, Father. I pray for those who shall take this oil back home, back to their businesses, back to their various places, that the same power that is available here will manifest at those areas in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now let's quickly do it. God bless you. Let your power flow in this place. Oh, let your healing come in this place. I call for signs and wonders in this place. Oh, let your presence flow in this place. Anoint it, follow me. Anoint it, follow me. Take the oil, place it on your head. I begin to place a demand right now. Everywhere you are, begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now.
Pray and cry out to God. Place a demand on the anointing. Place a demand on the anointing. Let heaven hear your cry right now. Let heaven hear your cry right now. Place a demand on the anointing. 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 The power of God is flowing right now. The glory of God is flowing right now. Place a demand on the anointing. Place a demand on the anointing. Place a demand. Please a demand on the anointing. Please a demand on the anointing. Please a demand on the anointing.
Jesus, by this holy oil today, there is someone who has eaten in a dream and is now causing issues in your stomach. Today, every evil the enemy has passed into your gynecological system, by this anointing, let them be neutralized now. Let them be neutralized now. In the name of Jesus, anyone with stroke or the symptoms of stroke, today, by this anointing, receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, anyone suffering from partial blindness, partial blindness, partial blindness, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, and the form of blindness, receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By this anointing, I declare the blessing of Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 14, that you shall be blessed above all the people. There shall not be any barren in your land,
male or female, anyone male or female barren here, receive healing in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, I declare the blessings of Matthew 8:17, that he instead took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Therefore, anyone afflicted with any form of sickness, any form of disease, any form of infirmity, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, I declare the blessings of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. I am the Lord that empowers you to get well. That from today, receive divine empowerment for your wealth. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is called sorrow, whatever is called weeping, whatever is called mourning, by this anointing you are escaping from it. By this anointing you are escaping it now. By this anointing, escape it now. By this anointing, escape it now. Anyone that has been afflicted with joblessness, within 21 days in this season, receive your own miracle job. Anyone of marriageable age but not yet married, in the name of Jesus, let your marital destiny manifest now. In the name of Jesus. The oil of gladness. The oil of gladness. The oil of gladness. The oil of gladness. By this anointing becomes to you the oil of gladness. This anointing becomes to you the oil of gladness. This anointing becomes for you the oil of gladness. For today your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow. It is your season of gladness. 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 So shall it be. So shall it be. Now, by this anointing, be empowered to serve God. In this season of salvation wonders, not only will you take delivery of your minimum two souls, but you shall do more for God in the name of Jesus. Whatever has kept you short, bound from serving God, now break out of it in the name of Jesus. You shall be ministers of God. So shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. If you believe it, just start three mighty amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Glory be to God. You may please be seated. I tell you, you are returning with testimonies. You are returning with testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Now it is time for us to give of our substance to the Lord. Even those of you who are watching online, I believe the account details of the church are being displayed right now. In the book of Acts chapter 10, the angel told Ananias, he said, your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial before the Lord. So as we only do not pray, we also give. Now, if you want to give your tithe, I encourage you to please always get a giving voucher and indicate that it is your tithe you are giving. If you don't have a giving voucher, please feel free to ask the usher. They will make one available for you. Now, those of you who are also transferring on life, if you are giving your tithe, please always indicate that you are giving your tithe. Because so that it helps us to be more accountable as a church. Tithe is a minimum of 10%. It belongs to God. Do not eat it. It is of the Lord. It is of the Lord. It is of the Lord. Tithe is a minimum of 10% of our income. It belongs to God. So this morning, as we give our tithe and our offering and our kingdom advancement seed, expect the Lord to keep blessing you as you keep demonstrating your faithfulness. Now, can we stand to our feet? Can we stand to our feet as we give? Tithe, offering, whatever we want to give, please stand to your feet as we give. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you greatly.
Now lift up your tithes and your offering, put them together, and lift them up with your hand unto God as a sign of honor. Let's lift it up with a hand as a sign of honor. We are giving to God, not to men, unless you don't believe in the blessing of giving. So lift it up as a sign of honor to Him. Can we please stand to our feet, please? You will never be tired. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, thank you for every tither. Those of us who honor you with a tenth, minimum tenth of that which you have blessed us with. You said that you will keep the heavens open over us and you rebuke the devourer for our sake. For every tither today, this blessing continually be their manifest portion. In the name of Jesus, the devourer may rebuke forever as we tithe today. In the name of Jesus. Now we give our offering to God as a sign of love, commitment to you, Lord. You say you will cause men to give to our own bosom. We declare that this blessing will manifest even this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings upon us. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now give with a grateful heart. Give with a glad heart. Give with joy in your heart. Amen. Now can you give us a song as we give all our substance to the Lord?
You will be bigger than what people say, and forever you will be my God. You are bigger than what people say.
Can we please keep
forever?
Watch us, please guide us.
My God, you do the best people. Now, you love people. Yeah, you do the best people.
Forever you will be my God.
You will be God. You will be God. I hope you will stay. And forever you will be the last me.
Oh, 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 oh. Clap for Jesus. He's doing wonderful things for us. You may please be seated on top of your enemies. Be seated on top of your enemies and make sure that they don't stand when you finish standing. Glory be to God. Alright, before we close this service, there are those who want to welcome for the very first time. Maybe you are watching online or at the various viewing centers or in this place. Today is your first time. We want to recognize you. We want to welcome you. We want to tell you we love you. Can you please wave to me? Today is your first time here. Just wave to me. Wow! Wow! Oh, please, touch. Oh, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Let me see them. Somebody, please. This is your first Sunday here. This is your first Sunday here. Somebody shake them for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, we are excited to have you in our midst. We cannot be, you know, we cannot thank God enough for your life, for the way you have showed up here today. And we want to tell you, we love. If you have received your card, please, you can be seated. Once you receive the card, please be seated. Once they've given you the welcome card, please be seated. I want to tell you that you are welcome to the royal family. Even those of you who are joining online to welcome for the first time, please just put there on the handle that today is your first time. We want to reach out to you. We want to tell you we love you. Send email to us at info@rgc.ng. If today is your first time, info@rgc.ng or rgchq@gmail.com. We want to get back to you and we'll tell you we love you. Now, those of you who are worshiping us in this hall for the very first time, I want to welcome you to this church. Now, from today, when we see you, there's a special way we greet. We'll tell you, I'm a royal, I'm royally graced. You say, so am I. When I say above only, you then reply, I'm never beneath. So I'm royally graced, I'm above only,
Church, they've gotten it. Can you celebrate them for that? God bless you. Amen. Now, the summary is that we, as a church, we are committed to your spiritual well-being, to your soul and to your body, and we are committed to your total well-being to see that you not only grow physically but grow up spiritually. So therefore, we want to encourage you, join our Rise to Glory every morning, 6:30 to 7 a.m., where we intercede for you and others. 6:30 to 7 a.m., we encourage you to join Rise to Glory. And also, after the service, there's a Believers Foundation class that takes place about 30 minute class after the service, 30 to 45 minutes. It's just a 3 weeks class, and you'll become a full-fledged member of this church, growing and bouncing in the Lord. And also, we expect you to also be at our midweek service that is taking place from 6:30 on Tuesday. By 5 p.m. today, you will see somebody calling you to tell you that there is a Royal Care Fellowship Center that is near you. Now, that is your nuclear family, where, you know, the first problem in the world was the problem of loneliness. Bible said that it's not good for a man to be alone. I will make him and help me. So, in order to solve the problem of loneliness as a church, we also have small groups where you can be nurtured, where you have new friends, new family, they will watch over you. You know, there is a wonderful experience to have. You cannot afford to miss that nuclear family called Royal Care Fellowship Center that takes place every Sunday by 5 p.m. So when they call you today, please avail us of that 1 hour. We want to get to help you and know you better.